series.
Right. And I think if you ask Drake, Drake would say, well, I've grown up around Caribbean culture my whole life. Even though I'm
from Canada,
half Jewish and Canadian, I feel just as connected to Caribbean culture as anybody else.
Well, I suppose not Caribbean people.
Hmm?
Maybe not Caribbean people.
Well, I think Drake's argument is that while he might not be ethnically from the Caribbean, he's culturally,
I guess, this
tied
is like
a
real like question of the internet, huh?
Yeah, because there's no borders anymore.
There's no borders. He can get culture from anywhere all the time.
Yeah, what's to stop someone like Drake from stealing
I
everything?
I feel like eventually, like long-term, cultural appropriation and all these sort of things are going to be like moot questions. Like after like a couple more generations, like the whole thing's just going to be one giant mishmash.
Do you think that's going to be the result of copious amounts of cultural appropriation?
I think people who do that are going to be more successful than people who don't, and eventually it'll just get a pretty even mix, and then they'll win.
Well, that's kind of sad then, because then you're basically saying like all culture will be homogenous.
Yeah, that's part of globalization, though. It's not going to stop.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I feel like here's the argument against mass homogenization of culture is that while the internet erases borders, it also opens up niche markets. So you no longer have to homogenize in order to appeal to an audience.
That's true. Interesting.
So, like, I think, like anime is a good example.
Hmm.
Like, anime is showing no signs of getting, like, closer and closer to Western standards of cartoon. And that's because there's a lot of people in the West who enjoy anime who normally wouldn't have enjoyed anime if not for decreased transaction costs and lower barriers to access because of the internet.
Interesting. It's a good conversation. But it's time to cut it short because we're at the end of the show.
You know, Drake should really start rapping about anime. Enough of this dance hall junk.
You know what, Drake? You grew up in Japan. You know you did. You feel really connected to it. You're a weeboo. You're a, what's the other word for it? It's weeboo in like a...
Oh, yeah. I don't know what it is.
Something like that. Anyway, you know what you are. You love anime. You're all about Naruto and One Piece and the one with the giants in it and the wall. I don't know if you saw that one.
No.
Do you watch any?
Huh?
Have you watched any anime?
No.
I watched like a little bit. People keep saying it's good and I never like it.
All right. Well, we'll pick this conversation up next week.
Yeah. Or after the show.
Thanks, Medford.
Bye. Remember to listen to clean music. It'll corrupt your soul. It's 302. This is WMFO Medford. You could have called in. Tuesday night, just to check out record shop. Call it impulsive, call it compulsive, call it insane. But when I'm surrounded, I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, it's a matter of conditioning, a matter of fact. You can call me Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landy, tell me you're not just a pedagogue. Cause right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I had. I'm lying in bed just like Brian Wilson did.
Never married, but Ohio don't. take it too far. Lay my head on the hood of your car. I take it too far. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The floors are falling out from everybody I know. I'm on a blood buzz. Yes, I am. I'm on a blood. To Ohio in a swarm of bees. I never married, but Ohio don't remember me. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The floors are falling out from everybody I know. I'm on a blood buzz. Yes, I am. I'm on a blood buzz. I'm on a blood.
Downtown in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop. Call it impulsive, call it compulsive, call it insane. But when I'm surrounded, I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, it's a matter of conditioning, a matter of fact. You can call me Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landy, tell me you're not just a pedagogue. Cause right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson. And re-listening, smile. you wanna find me, I'll be out in the sandbox, just wondering where the hell all the love is gone. I'm playing my guitar and building castles in the sun, whoa, 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 and saying fun, fun, fun. I'm lying in bed just like Brian Wilson did. I was 300 pounds, no one's near it. I flew till I couldn't see the ground. I floated till I couldn't see the ground. Oh, somebody help me. I couldn't see the ground. Somebody help me. Couldn't see the ground. Somebody help me. Because I'm lying in bed just like Brian Wilson.
Be careful who you love, and be careful what you do. beautiful bird flying across this great big world. When she came to my tree, she sang softly to me. You can fly on your own. to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. I have a secret to tell from my electrical well. It's a simple message and I'm leaving out the whistles and bells. So the room must listen to me, filibuster vigilantly. My name is Blue Canary, one note spelled L-I-T-E. My story's infinite, like the Longines Symphony. It doesn't rest. Blue Canary in the outlet by the light switch. Who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. Glowing friend, but really I'm not actually your friend, but I am. There's a picture opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Argonauts, new bird of friendliness, like guardian angels it's always me. By the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, keep the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it, say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it, say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
Alcohol, Do you know you could lose your college financial aid if you get convicted of a minor drug offense? According to the federal government, one-third of all college students have used marijuana in the past year. Imagine the devastation to our nation's economy if all of these students got the punishment that some lawmakers think they deserve. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and fight back against the government's drug war attacks on our generation. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Feeling groovy. if I love you, all is groovy.
With another man, that's the end, little girl. Let this be a sermon, I mean everything I said. Baby, I'm determined, run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end, little girl. I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, or you won't know where I am. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. You with another man, that's the end, little girl. Na na na, na na na, na na na.
That's not fair. That's it, I quit, I'm moving on. Yeah, the other night we had a date and you showed up 2 hours late. And though your hair was all in place, somebody smeared the lipstick on your face. Oh, they smeared it every place. Yeah, that's it, honey, I quit, I'm moving on. Oh, you made me want you, you made me need you, you made me tumble and fall. But if I can't have you the way I want you, I don't want you at all. Yeah, baby, I can take a lot, cause I love everything you got. And though your kisses thrill me so, if you got someone else, I've gotta go. Oh, and that you know. Yeah, that's it, honey, I quit, I'm moving on. Yeah, now you made me want you, you made me need you, you made me tumble and fall. But if I can't have you the way I want you, then I don't want you at all. Quit,
I'm moving on. And one more time, that's it, honey, I quit. I'm moving on.
Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
Love it so much.
Mm-hmm.